Philippa Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Recently, I came across an alarming article by Congressman Sam Johnson of Texas. Johnson was a fighter pilot in the Air Force who served in the Vietnam War and spent almost 7 years as a prisoner of war. He endured torture and nearly 4 years of solitary confinement. He is a decorated war hero whose honors include 2 Purple Hearts. Now Johnson is troubled by the Obama administration's abuse of power and brazen disregard of traditional American rights. During last year's U.S. government shutdown, some U.S. military priests were threatened with arrest if they ministered to their parishioners. Congressman Johnson says that threatening members of our military, if they worship, reminds him of the strict orders to him and his fellow POWs in Vietnam prisons not to hold worship services. When they defied this order, they were tortured. The rules during the shutdown are only a small part of Obama administration assault on religious liberty. Representative Sam Johnson also mentioned Obamacare and the HHS mandate. We should be very thankful about the Supreme Court decision in the Hobby Lobby case, but that case should never have gone that far. Congressman Johnson points out that Obamacare and its mandates are an assault also on private enterprise. In America, we've always been free to work where we want and manage our businesses how we want. That's what sets us apart from the communists whom Congressman Sam Johnson fought in Vietnam. I hope you won't brush off Congressman Sam Johnson's words as hyperbole. I find his observations very troubling. He's seen firsthand a country without freedom, and the fact that he can make any comparisons to today's America is truly alarming. The lawlessness of our current administration will have consequences, and the restrictions on religious liberty are some of the most dangerous.
Our founding fathers would not recognize the America being reinvented by President Obama. A new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer spells out Obama's campaign to secularize America. The title, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And you can get your copy where quality books are sold. Or go to eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
At VinceOneDoc.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Doctors don't want you to know about iodine because it allows the body to heal itself quickly and permanently. Iodine Now is a complete powder formulation that will load iodine into the body with vitamin C for the best possible absorption. Iodine Now, available by the case and for protection from radiation, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine. including all heavy metals. We believe that this is the main element that humans need more than any other at this time. This formulation is infused with our bioactive aerobic rare earth nutrient powder that has a powerful negative charge that attracts positive toxins. Why not buy one product that does the job of 20 and saves you space, time, and money? Has a storage life of 100 years. All for about $18 a month. Call 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Call 888-910-4367. Bringing back the universal medicine for mankind. Iodine now. Only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
We the people.
It is Saturday.
It is Saturday, 5th, November 15th,
2014. We're an hour warning.
Taking your phone calls all this hour.
Some of
call
the headlines
we're going to
get during the next 4 or 3 hours.
Starting off
say
next
hello
hour.
To my board
Obama's
today, Trey, doing a great job for us today.
The most
back
important
RBN,
step
toward a
put it all together
economic
for
system.
We've got a lot of callers on
this
the line. We've got John in Tennessee, Dave in North Carolina, Art off the grid, Lee in Tennessee, then Renee coming up.
Working for ICE
John,
as
how
hell
are you
right
doing
now
today,
as
sir?
Obama's plans for amnesty.
Doing well, thank you. I hope I can say
coming
what
in
I
from
have
the Washington Examiner. Also, 42% of new Medicaid signups are immigrants.
First of all,
coming in from the Washington Examiner as well. Obama immunizes government contractors from being sued for importing Ebola to the United States. You should want to hear that one. Also, 19 very surprising facts about the messed up state of the U.S. economy. We've crossed the line, U.S. mea culpa at U.N. panel on the use of torture, RT.com. Also, tax revenues set record for October. Fed still run monthly deficit of $1,050 per household. We're going to be getting that here shortly. Also, Honduras $6 billion from the U.S. to curb child migration. Yahoo News, they want us to pay them to prevent children from there coming here. I will probably do it. Why not? The ruble and the yen settlements will cut U.S. dollar domination in energy sales, according to Putin. We're going to be getting to that here shortly. Also, I don't know if this has made it in mainstream media anywhere or not. I had mentioned it last week. I was talking about the 43 college students that was massacred in Mexico. You know, their government and their police is so corrupt that these students were protesting. The police actually handed them over to the gangs who murdered them. All of this happening here recently. Now, this past week, Reuters reported demonstrators set fire to the local legislature building on Wednesday in the capital of the southwestern state of Guerrero in protest over the apparent massacre of 43 students, corrupt police, and thugs from drug gangs. Not only that, violent demonstrations rocked several other states where protesters blocked an airport and damaged local offices of the president. In Guerrero's capital, members of a teachers' union set fire to the Sessions Hall in the state assembly building while also torching several cars outside. Firefighters extinguished the blaze and no injuries were reported. Protesters also set fire to an administrative office of the state's education department Anger has intensified in Mexico since Attorney General Murillo said last week the evidence suggests 43 missing trainee teachers were murdered by gangsters, incinerated in a bonfire at a garbage dump, and their ashes thrown in a river. The students were abducted by corrupt police in September. The protests have led to mass cancellations this week in hotels of Acapulco, the famous beach resort, ahead of a long holiday weekend. On Tuesday, hundreds of protesters scuffed with riot police and burned PRI offices. Now, you know, the last 2 weeks has been a little different for me. I've not been able to keep up with the news. I've been a little preoccupied with other stuff. But what news I have saw, I've not seen any of this reported, what's going on in Mexico. Could you imagine if North Korea or Iran or Syria's police murdered in a bonfire 43 college students? What a rush to use that for humanitarian reasons to justify war in the region. I know Israel doesn't have any reason to want us to invade Mexico, so that's why we don't, apparently. But this is happening just south of our border. Look at all the problems Mexico causes us. We've got this invasion from the southern border, bringing disease and criminality all across the United States. They are so corrupt that they murder their own students in bonfires. And yet, nary a peep, I've not heard a Harry Reid or Pelosi or any of them pay any of their useless lip service rhetoric to what's going on in Mexico. Where do they always try to claim all the drugs are coming from? Through Mexico. But our border is wide open. Now, if this could be used to justify war in the Middle East, it would lead off CNN every night. It's all you would see. But hardly, unless I'm just missing it, and I don't have CNN or any of that controlled news network, cable television anymore, thank God. I've not missed it, hardly any. And the news, I've missed none. But anyway, I think it's an interesting story, and at least hand it to some of the people down there. They are setting fire to the buildings and actually protesting this in-your-face tyranny and corruption in Mexico. Wow, couldn't the people of America take a little lesson from that? The people in America, if this government, I don't know what this government would have to do to wake up these masses to actually take action. What would they have to do? I mean, we've seen massacres like this, Kent State. We've seen stuff like this in the past. But at least hats off to the ones in Mexico that are saying, hey, we've had enough of this tyranny, of this corruption, and are actually fighting back. It's sad for the students, and it's a disgrace for something like that to happen in our neighboring country. And, of course, our politicians are not going to say or do anything. I wanted to get that in first segment. The website, thealternativemedia.com, going to be joined by Michael in New York at the bottom of the first hour. I got a lot of news and information that I want to cover, so we're going to be moving along rather speedily. This is coming in from RT.com. GMO giant Monsanto will have to fork out $2.4 million to settle a lawsuit with U.S. wheat farmers after its genetically engineered strain that was supposedly banned and scrapped over a decade ago was found alive and well in Oregon in 2013. Now, I've been following this story for you, for well over a year. $2.15 million will go toward a settlement fund for farmers in Oregon, Idaho, and Washington who all sold the wheat between May 30th and November 30th, 2013. A further $250,000 will go to wheat growers' associations, including $100,000 to the National Wheat Foundation and $50,000 each to the Wheat and Grain Growers Association. In the above states, out-of-pocket costs by the plaintiffs' counsel will also be reimbursed. Now, here's a story. If we didn't have such a lapdog prostituted media in America, you might would hear this somewhere else other than on this broadcast. These farmers fighting for their existence in this country to this tyrannical behemoth Monsanto that most people, if you stood out your local mall and took a poll from the people exiting, what would 1%, 5% ever heard of Monsanto? Something like that, probably. Completely unaware, as is most of American citizenry. as to what's actually going on in this country. I guess we could chalk this one up to a tiny victory for the farmers for once with Monsanto, where normally we're just crushed by them, whether it be a vote to label genetically modified food or whatever else. We're usually just crushed because the politicians are in the pockets of Monsanto. That's painfully obvious. But here the farmers actually won one. And hats off to them. The story goes on to say Roundup Ready, as the wheat strain is known, was supposed to be either destroyed or stored 10 years ago when it was outlawed. The miracle strain was resistant to Monsanto's Roundup pesticide and was one of the number in a whole range of Roundup Ready products. Alarms were raised in 2013 when an Oregon farmer noticed that the wheat plants on his property were still growing after the field had been doused with pesticide. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software on the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
We're back on Alternative Media in the studio. This is Radio for Truthers and for the Masses. And I know you're out there that still believe the lie. Finishing up the story about Monsanto. The ensuing federal investigation spanned several states in the Pacific Northwest. The incident put the entire American wheat export industry at risk. The discovery, when it happened, prompted Japan and South Korea to pause imports, causing disruption in the market. It was feared that the imports were contaminated with wheat capable of withstanding herbicides, an identical strain to the one that led to the original ban 10 years ago. So if you think about the context of that and how many farmers that there are, really a $2.4 million settlement is a peanut. It's really nothing in the big scheme of things. Because if this situation, you know what it costs. If you're a big farmer with the equipment, you've got hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars invested in your farming. But if you use Monsanto's products without the proper licensing or contaminate your field, they will attempt to bankrupt you. But if they do something, if they're not on top of their game, if something gets out, some of their Frankenstein creations gets out, then they can pay a paltry $0.4 million, which is really peanuts in the big scheme of things. But why is that? Well, it's obvious. The corporations own the politicians. In this country, it doesn't matter if we're talking about the Republicans or the Democrats. It's the same thing. And, you know, with that said, I wanted to get this story in. It was on the front page of Drudge yesterday. Obama's insurance policy. D.C. chuckles after GOP congressman rules out impeaching Obama because, have you met Joe Biden? Trey Gowdy said his party can't impeach the president over his threatened immigration overhaul, but only because Biden then would become president. The folksy Biden wants the top job for himself, but Republicans see him as a potentially embarrassing one-man gaffe factory, which he has got off some good gaffes. I like that word, gaffe, you know? Didn't it always, they always have some? Remember they always showed, like, President Ford falling down steps and stuff? Dan Quayle, they always mocked him some. One senior House GOP aide said Biden is two floppy shoes short of a complete clown outfit and Obama's insurance policy. Gowdy hinted that impeachment is being dangled by the White House as bait in hopes that the GOP will destroy its own credibility by trying it. I've been saying this for 6 years on this broadcast, and I shall share it with you once again. They are not going to impeach Obama, period. It's not going to happen. And if it did happen, it would be some ceremonial big nothing like they done with Clinton. It's not going to happen. The proper puppet is in the position for the corporations. They've got the perfect sellout trader in the position they want. And I'm sure Biden, let's give him credit. He could be a great sellout trader too. But, well, he is. But they've got the one they want at the helm. So fasten your seatbelts, sit back, strap yourself in, and prepare to ride out the next 2 years. Forget that pie in the sky. I've heard it. I've read the emails. People was called in thinking that they were going to do something about the birth certificate when I said, no, they are not. The whole, it doesn't matter. The fix is in. It's like the people that call in or email me and think we're going to somehow go to court of all places and win this battle. Of all the places in the world that people say we're going to somehow get some justice and fix this problem we've got with this out of control, tyrannical, criminal government. The ones that I think are the biggest buffoons is the ones that call or email me and say we're going to somehow go to court with this. My God. But, you know, it goes back to how splintered this so-called movement sadly is. And here's another sad example. Listen to Yahoo News ran this story this past week. Reuters ran the story. Honduras President Juan Hernandez wants the United States to invest billions of dollars to help curb the flow of illegal migrants from Central America. And he said it will take much longer to stem the crisis without Washington's financial help. Throw money to us, Washington. You do everyone else. We've got a problem. If we have to do it alone, it will take us much more time. But if we can do it together with your money, It can be done quicker and better for everyone, he told Reuters in an interview on Wednesday. Hernandez was in Washington for a Inter-American Development Bank meeting with his counterparts from Guatemala and El Salvador, as well as U.S. Vice President Gaffmaster Joe Biden, on ways to overcome violence and poverty, largely fueling the exodus from their countries. So we're so impoverished, give us billions and we'll try to do something about this. The arrival of tens of thousands of illegal migrants from the three countries, including more than 60,000 children traveling without parents. Wow, I mean, you know, this phenomenon that we've got now where 60,000 children, they just, you know, simultaneously, out of the blue, I guess, you know, get this inspiration, this miraculous inspiration to travel alone, north to America. Go north, young man. Caused widespread alarm in the United States and political problems for President Barack Obama.
Yeah.
As he pushed for sweeping immigration reforms, you're going to reform it by doing away with any restrictions. Struggling to stop the flow, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador presented U.S. officials with an ambitious development plan to improve their economies through infrastructure investment. Guatemala said it's seeking $10 billion, $2 billion a year for 5 years toward the effort. Honduras would like that much or even more. Hernandez said it could be $2 billion a year. It could be a little more, he said. Reuters, speaking in Spanish, but U.S. officials have not said how much they will invest, he added. So here, while we're... it's laughable, people. The inmates have taken over the asylum. They're going to even consider paying these countries billions of dollars to stem the tide. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's completely absurd. Here we are. We're $18 trillion past bankrupt. Everyone hold on. I'm going to be telling you how much further in debt your household went to this system here probably next hour. But here, the idea is throw money at it. These countries come to Washington, D.C., hat in hand, give us billions, give us thousands of millions of taxpayers' dollars. Go ahead and put enslave in debt even your great 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 grandchildren. It would be so much cheaper. So much cheaper. Pennies on the dollar cheaper. Pennies on the hundreds of the pennies on the $1,000. Cheaper to secure our own border. We're experts at it apparently in other nations. Let's try it on the southern border. Rather than pay blood money to other corrupt governments to supposedly stem the tide. That's the most ridiculous, absurd notion. But you know what? I bet they'll do it. How much you want to bet? They're probably doing it now. They've probably been doing it. It's probably just an increase. Who knows? But when you're this far gone, you're this far past bankrupt, why in the world would you even fathom the thought of something that there should be no foreign aid for any country, period? We're bankrupt. What, do we borrow it from China? Give it to Israel? It's ridiculous. No foreign aid for anyone until we right our own economic ship. But to do that, you're going to have to remove the vampires that are sucking the lifeblood out of your children and grandchildren's future. Coming up on a break, when we come back, Michael from New York, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Well, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypass 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way he could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's
888-311-4311. And I'm joined by Michael in New York. Michael, how are you doing today, sir?
Good morning, sir. I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Glad to have you on today. Before we get started, I've got to ask you, the last week, I spent some time with some gentlemen, some older gentlemen, and talking to them about politics and what's going on in the world. And they really have... And this is just some people from this area, but they really have almost now a sense of security that because of this election, things are going to really start to change in the right direction. you know, the cavalry is on the is fixing to storm into the massacre and save the day. And I wonder, one, if people in your area has that same kind of mindset, because I believe, and I wanted to get your opinion, this is the question, that really now the stage is set to fasten the seatbelt and ride the roller coaster for two hard years. What's your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a perfect description of how to approach the near future. And it's amazing. I'm not sure what the political pulse of the people around here are. They're probably on par with the people you just referred to. Because they're asleep and naive, and their memory span is limited to that of probably a fly or a gnat. And that's why they're all doomed to constantly repeat their history, because they don't understand their history at all. I just would remind everyone about the Republicans taking control of the House again back in Clinton's first administration, going into the second administration. The Republican Party pleaded with the Americans as conservatives that we got to do something about this communist liberal and get this country back on track. Give us control of the House and Senate, and we'll do that for you. And they made a contract with America, that's what they called it, with 10 planks that they promised they would do for the American people. And so the American people rallied to the cause and got the Republicans to take control of the House and Senate. And once they did, business was as usual. They didn't fulfill one of their promises, their obligations of that contract with the American people. In fact, along with the commie Clintons, they brought in NAFTA and swept it right through and began the process of undermining and destroying the middle class of this country. So anybody today that believe these Republicans are going to turn the tide and start to act American and uphold the law of the Constitution, like you said, even go after Obama as a foreigner alone and impeach him for a guy that has a fraudulent birth certificate, has 12 Social Security IDs, and the one that he was using primarily came out of Connecticut, and they could get him on that alone. Let alone the wide open border issue and the immigration that he's trying to legalize. So these Republicans have already proven that they are just the opposite sides of the same coin, a Federal Reserve coin.
Let me ask you this. So you mentioned something about the short attention span, the memory, and I have witnessed that of late myself with people that are attempting to keep up with politics somewhat, you know, watch a lot of Fox News or whatever. But you know, Michael, when you put it all together, between the indoctrination of the television, the mind programming that people go through, the nutritionless food that people are eating. I mean, I just go out in society now and I just look at how unhealthy, how obese, how completely detached from, and of course, you know, we could spend the next 2.5 hours talking about this, how our youth is not driven to read books or seek intelligence. They're corralled into a herd mentality to glorify a trash like Miley Cyrus or something like that. I mean, the whole society as a whole, and then your American male, they just love football and NASCAR. They've been neutered. They don't even know it. I mean, it's really, in the last couple of weeks, I've had just a real struggle with how complacent and decadent and in decline the society is, and they don't want to know anything. That's why John Stadtmiller has such a hard time, you know, sometimes getting support for this network. I mean, it's the society as a whole. I mean, your thoughts, Michael?
Well, Farron, I want to thank you for inviting me on again, and you sum it up so perfect, and the American males not even knowing they've been neutered. I mean, that is exactly, perfectly the problem here. Everybody with pets knows that when you go into vets now, if your pet, your cat or your dog, was not neutered, they immediately regardless of the problem you're bringing that animal to them for, some kind of disease or an injury, no, their first comments are, oh, you haven't neutered your animal, your pet. Let's take care of that right away. And of course, you don't want that, because once you neuter your pet, it's never going to be the same. And yet, all the American males have been neutered, and they don't even know it yet. It is quite hilarious. But with the health issue and the propaganda media through the TV alone, which is installed in everybody's house, and my God, they should rip that thing right out, or at least disconnect it, so that you only use it when you want to watch something you really want to watch that's educational or maybe truly entertaining like a movie. Otherwise, you shut that crap right off. I mean, anytime I'm around one and whatever they're watching goes to commercial, I got to walk away or plug my ears because I cannot listen to those commercials. They are that pathetic. They are clearly addressing some kind of moron, which I definitely cannot relate to. So I have to get away from them. And then sadly with the diet, yes, you know, ultimately the problem with our country is it's sick. And it's due to a disease that has spread out through its entire body system head to toe. And it's all due to corruption. Like any disease, it can only manifest when there is corruption. And our country is so corrupt now that the disease is so widespread that the cells of the body, which are the people of the United States of America, are not metabolically functioning correctly, and therefore their demise from this disease is imminent if a doctor does not step in and try to correct it. And that's what you do and RBN does, trying as doctors to address this disease, the causes of it, and try to bring about a remedy. But of course, not enough people tune in to really get this information, and sadly most of them do get their news or snooze and their info, that whatever they believe to be true, from the controlled media, and hence they're a perpetual stupor of darkness and ignorance and not even understanding their history. But you know, regarding books, you only buy a book and read a book because you have a desire to know and understand a particular subject. Without that interest or drive, you're never going to educate yourself. And that's all part of this disease, sickness, that has infected our country.
And you know, there's in the school system that, well, you know, with the technology now, people don't even want to have a book. They want to download it on their phone or on their tablet. And, you know, then when that thing gives it up and you've paid whatever you paid for the download, the digital download, then that's gone, just like all your pictures, unless you've saved them to some other computer. It's so driven by technology now. And it, in a way, the masters that are controlling this whole thing are using that to, you know, everyone, just watch it on YouTube. Just watch the movie. Don't read the book. Who wants to read? And you know, Michael, we are turning out students. I don't know when it was. About a year ago, I had there was a story, and it had an eighth grade exam from like 1915, and how much more our seniors couldn't pass that. Now, probably our college students couldn't pass that eighth grade exam from back in the past. You know, it's changed that much.
Yes, that's a very astounding fact, that the criteria for passing even junior high about 100 years ago would be challenging to a college graduate today.
I mean, all of this, you know, I've tried to not come to the broadcast with so much anger and try to have a little more humor, but it is so tragically sad to see our society in this shape. Hold for the break. Hold for the break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Michael in New York. Back in moments.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com. Come to Finca Bayano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair. At bugoutpanama.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
First Amendment privacy is rare. Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Media Farron in the studio, joined by Michael in New York. Michael, I've been kind of dominating the conversation there, asking you questions. I wanted to turn the mic to you and anything that you wanted to share with the listeners this week.
Well, sir, no, I appreciate the conversation, and I think, you know, as you highlighted earlier in the show, the real crux of our problem is our government's in control of an elite cartel that first seized control of our money supply and then created their corporations to monopolize all of our industries, and their henchmen that serve in the corporate side of their business then crosses over into their political sphere of activity during the elections. So, for example, now Republicans are in, so whoever was representing the corporations that are on the Republican side of their control mechanism come into political office, and those Democrats that just lost those seats are now back in their corporate positions again, and they just play musical chairs back and forth during each election, and that's the ultimate cause of all our problems. We don't have any competition-free industry. It's all been monopolized, and we have been squeezed out of our American sovereign, entrepreneurial, independent status that we enjoyed at its inception, and it's pretty much long gone unless somehow we do something about that. And the only two modes which we can recover that status would be, one, our military immediately comes home on their own initiative and helps the American people free itself from this control mechanism, which is mainly foreign interests, totally foreign interests, foreign nationals, and again, mainly all Zionists. Anybody believes that somebody else that's not a Zionist, well, they haven't done their homework yet. They're still at a kindergarten level of understanding this subject. And if the military does not take that initiative, which would be the fastest, surest way to turn the table on this control mechanism, then the only other solution would be that through education awareness, American people incrementally regain control over these various institutions, political, economic, industrial, and social, cultural, Hollywood, media, our government, from local all the way up to the state and federal, as well as economic, regain lawful money and squeeze out the private cartel called the Federal Reserve, and then incrementally, gradually, we could regain our country back, just as they incrementally and gradually stole it from us. Those are the only two solutions, and if neither of them ever come into play, it's over. And they're going to drag us into this world war, which is looming, and which, of course, they're creating like they did with the previous ones. And all this news that everyone's covering is just another distraction from the events unfolding as they try to plunge the entire world into another world war to cover up the financial collapse that is also imminent. And if they don't create this war before the financial collapse, the people are going to come after these controllers, because obviously they cause it all. NAFTA, CAFTA, wide open borders, flooding us, sending $30 million a day to Israel and billions and trillions to all these other foreign globalist organizations hell-bent on this global system. And if there isn't a war implemented when this collapse occurs, then hopefully everybody's going to come after them and burn them out of their homes and hang them high. So they need a war to distract everybody from their suffering during this financial collapse, because this will be exactly what their control media will tell everybody. And everybody will recall this, I hope, when that day comes in the not-too-distant future. They're going to say, look, you can't be concerned about your financial stress, your impoverished condition, because we're at war. Your country's at war. Don't worry about yourself right now. Don't be selfish. Our country's at war. That's exactly what they're going to tell everybody on that day. That's not that far away. Maybe 2 years from now. Maybe less.
And you know, anyone that don't understand the musical chairs aspect that you covered, look at a company like Monsanto. I don't have it in front of me, but I've reported on it before, how they will go from political office, just lost the election, then they end up as a consultant or whatever in a big corporation like Monsanto. And that's why no matter who you vote in or who goes in or whatever, the revolving of the musical chairs, no legislation comes down the pike to restrict. In fact, they pass legislation like the Monsanto Protection Act. Nothing ever happens to represent we the people. It's a nice little cozy club, and it just keeps revolving around. And Monsanto, a perfect example of of explaining how they just move from one to the other. And, you know, it, I know a lot of times we talk about this, these subjects on this broadcast, and the American people, and we're so successfully divided. I call it the kumbaya moment. We're not going to, I don't think this society is ever going to be able to pull it quite together with the kumbaya moment. So we've got to have a segment of this society that's awakened and is willing to fight to take back this country. Otherwise, we're going to get to ride the roller coaster. And I think your analogy of 2 years or less is dead on. It's almost like, you know, you can hear the train coming before she gets there. You don't necessarily have to see it to know it's on its way. And I think that's where we find ourselves. We've got about 2 minutes. They're yours, Michael. Then it'll be top of the hour break. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Feel free to give out any of your contact information.
Well, thank you, Farron. Thank you very much, sir. Well, you know, when we do listen to their news, occasionally something gets through the cracks, and which wasn't intended, or they're slipping it in, and that's why paying close attention is so critical. Now, regarding this impending war, what is clear from the news that they do provide us, the propaganda, that they are forcing Russia and China to break away from the Federal Reserve Petroleum International Trade Currency. And they're squeezing them. They're putting pressure on them, forcing them to do that. This is not just coincidence, happenstance in any way. This is all the ploy, the grand design, the big picture to bring about the war. Because as Russia and China and what they call the BRIC nations break away from the Federal Reserve, that's going to collapse it here, and then the depression really kicks in and the collapse kicks in, which is what they want. And so they're making all this happen. This is not happenstance, and they're revealing it. They're actually admitting it when you read between the lines from their propaganda. And so everybody has to at least do their best to be as prepared as they can for this next move of theirs, which is going to be horrendous. And so God willing, everybody listening is aware and wise to this matter and is already taking their necessary procedures and precautions to be prepared. These are opportunities as well. For those that are prepared, they can always come out on top, where those that aren't will get wiped out.
You got about 60 seconds if you'd like to give out some contact info.
Thank you, Farron. Well, if anybody would like to contact me for my formulas, my phone number is 845-231-1094, 845-231-1094, and my email is michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com, Michael Anthony's, with Anthony's with a Y-S without an apostrophe, michaelanthonysprivatestock@yahoo.com. Thanks again, Farron, and keep up the great work, sir. God bless.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. And if anyone misses that or is driving and you need that contact information, just go to the website, thealternativemedia.com, and email me, and I'll be happy to get you in touch with Michael. We need to do a 30-minute segment and really get into some of his products and some of the health benefits, because this is a very dedicated individual to his cause, and that's why I enjoy having him on Saturday mornings. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. When we come back, Obama's secret treaty would be the most important step toward a world economic system. After the top of the hour break, you're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.